ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump marked the first day of his second term with a blizzard of executive orders, but it was a pardon for every person charged on January 6th that made the most immediate impact. Asked about pardoning people who were charged with assaulting law enforcement on that day, the president told reporters,
"Been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
Other executive actions included declaring a national emergency at the southern border and ending birthright citizenship, but that's considered a constitutional guarantee. It's already prompted two lawsuits. A second straight day of dangerous winds expected in Southern California, prompting a second day of major fire warnings. For tens of millions more, it's dangerous cold. Snow in the south, both major Houston airports closed today. And Ohio State beat Notre Dame to win college football's national championship 34-23. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin. Classes have been canceled in school districts around the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pecan says he'll be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking on Monday, the Madison Democrat said the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. And the Department of Natural Resources asks you to consider a donation when filling out your tax form. The agency points out each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. Look for endangered resources in the donations section of your Wisconsin income tax form. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. For Tuesday, January 21st, most schools in the listening area are closed. This includes Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterreville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, and Oneewoke, and Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day. Again, the following schools are closed on Tuesday, January 21st. Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterreville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, Oneewoke, and Portage Schools have a virtual learning day. All of this information is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email us at info@max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is cold this morning, but our little cold snap ends today. We'll be mostly sunny with temperatures hovering around or below zero for much of the day, but temperatures will rise tonight. We'll see a little light snow late tonight into tomorrow, and by tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 24. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Thank you. do like a monkey see, monkey do. Right beside a riverboat gambler. Right a king of G's float through my head. Say I wanna be a midnight rambler. Quickly, but quickly, the blood races through my veins. Quickly, lobby, I wanna hear those sugar bells ring. Wish me love a wishing well to kiss and tell. Her wishing well. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a crocodile cheese. Get up!
Max FM.
I'm a rock star. I got my rock. 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Mm-hmm.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, dreamer. And I must have been someone else. And we should have been. Hold on, hold on.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. For Tuesday, January 21st, most schools in the listening area are closed. This includes Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, and Oneewoke, and Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day. Again, the following schools are closed on Tuesday, January 21st. Adams Friendship, Baraboo Public Schools, Baraboo Community Christian, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic, Columbus, Lodi, Mauston, Montello, Parterville, Portage St. John's Lutheran, Poinette, Reedsburg, Richland Center, Ryo, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Dells, Westfield, Oneewoke, and Portage Schools have a virtual learning day. All of this information is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email us at info@max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is cold this morning, but our little cold snap ends today. We'll be mostly sunny with temperatures hovering around or below zero for much of the day, but temperatures will rise tonight. We'll see a little light snow late tonight into tomorrow, and by tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 24. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
99.7.
pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Understand.
by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
More
99.7 Max FM. Bottom roof.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Donald Trump's first executive actions included sweeping pardons and commutations for all of the more than 1,500 people who were charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this includes people who were convicted of assaulting police.
Among the pardoned, Julian Catter, sentenced for assaulting officers using chemical spray on Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick would die one day after the riot after suffering two strokes. His brother saying the pardons are a betrayal of decency, calling President Trump a poor excuse of a man.
Other executive orders withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and claim to end birthright citizenship, despite that being recognized as